You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First person to get through today was Val. Hey, Val. I got to know, what was the highlight of your weekend?
You're going to laugh at this. But so last week, I got one of those big closet organizers that you buy and you think, oh my God, you see those pictures and they're always pretty and you're like, I'm going to be all organized.
Yeah.
Are you saying house. Not so much?
Well, okay. No, not so much. So you look at the pictures and you think, oh, it's going to be pretty. And then you get a new house and the ceilings are really tall. I'm 4'10" 3/4". And I can't reach anything except the main level. I mean, the bottom level.
Oh, no. You need like one of those library ladders, roll back and forth is what you need.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm never going to use the stuff on top because I can't reach it. I mean, I did get a step stool to, clean on the top. But you know how much work that's going to be to, climb
just put stuff up there that you're never going to use then. Put other stuff up there.
See, and that defeats the purpose because you're supposed to be able to use all that stuff, be organized. And you know what I'm thinking is? Just, I'm going to throw a bunch of clothes away. Or give it away.
Yeah, and then you just have a bunch of empty shelves up there.
The stuff on top, Val, just put all your fat jeans and stuff up there, right? And so that will inspire you to stay in shape because you'd never be able to get to those.
Or put your summer stuff up there in the winter and then flip-flop,
Mm-hmm. Then you only got to get on the step stool a couple times a year.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but all I'm saying is, those pictures need to put your size of your body in there and be like, is this what I want?
Val, are there other things in your life that it sucks being short? Like you never get the healthy cereals, right?
Mm. Darn.
right. Yeah, she's stuck with Cocoa Puffs for the rest of her life. The thing is, what I love is that you do the 3/4. You don't round up to 4'11". You say you're 4'10" 3/4", and that cracks me up. So we give you permission to just fudge and say you're 4'11", okay?
Yeah, I tried that, but my niece always corrects me because she thinks she's taller than me. So
she probably is taller than you.
Never mind, then.
But I'm shrinking, too. That's
that'll happen.
It does happen.
I was 6 feet tall my entire adult life, and I'm 5'11" and 3/4". I think your discs will compress as you go through the years, and so you'll shrink a little bit. Sorry.
Pretty
soon you're
going to
disappear. You're not starting very tall to begin with, so you're likely going to disappear.
We can put you in a little shoebox and put you up on the shelf there in your closet.
Top shelf.
And I won't be able to get down either because I'm afraid.
All right, we should play the game.
Val, let's play the game. You ready?
Yep.
10 seconds. Since we were talking about these during the trending report, in 10 seconds, give us the names of 5 different types of apples that you see at the store. 5 different kinds of apples. Ready? And go.
Gala, Red Delicious. Granny Smith.
Val.
Where's the greatest of all apples, Val? The Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp, of course.
Oh.
I would have accepted caramel apple as well.
Heck yeah.
Oh, that would have been good.
That would have been tasty.
I guess you could have said iPhone. Would we have accepted Apple products?
Sure, why not?
Val.
You know what's crazy, though?
What?
I'm too short to reach the apples either, so that's...
How can you even hold an apple with those tiny hands?
You probably could hide behind an apple. That's how you played hide and seek as a kid.
You make me laugh every morning, so thank you.
Well, thank you, Val.
You made us laugh. You go have a fun day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know what? She milks that size thing. You know, she loves
it.
The one who, she brought it up like 4 different times.
It's her thing. Yeah.
That's her thing.
It's her thing.
I'm 4'10" 3/4".
Aren't I cute?
Edie, how tall are you?
I am 5'5".
5'5".
Okay. I believe that is the average height of an American woman, isn't it, 5'5"?
Could be.
I think so.
I think it is.
Seems right.
Of course, you are above average in all other areas, naturally.
Absolutely.
What was the highlight of your weekend, Edie?
I had a friend over yesterday to watch the Bronco game and made some good food and watched a good game, and it was a great day.
What kind of food did you make?
I made some chili and some tacos and corn on the cob.
Wow, look at you.
Let's go back to this friend. Who is this special friend?
Oh, it's just one of my friends.
Just a girlfriend, huh?
Yeah, nothing special.
All right.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it maybe was a potential love interest, because you just said I had a friend over, and I didn't know if it was someone you were trying to woo.
No, not with chili.
Yeah, I'd really like to, but not happening.
You would really like to with the friend who came over, or somebody else?
Somebody else.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you looking for? Tell us what you're looking for.
Just someone to spend some time with and go do things with. And I'm looking for a committed relationship down the line. Mm-hmm. Got to have the foundation first, though.
So true. Have you been married before?
Humor. I was with someone for almost 20 years, and then she passed away.
Aww. Sorry to hear that. That's horrible.
Dang.
Well,
that sucks.
You know what? We're going to send out positive vibes, Edie. I have a feeling sometime before the end of this year, this right person is going to come along.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Two thumbs up.
Good luck.
Ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
You bet.
All right, 10 seconds. Let's stay in the food category, Edie. In 10 seconds, five different foods that you could buy at the grocery store that come in a box. Five foods that actually come in a box. Ready? And go!
Pot pies, popsicles, Eggos.
No, we just talked about cereals.
Cereals, yes, of course.
Mac and cheese.
Jeremy and I were talking off the air about how you can buy soup in a box now, which is kind of funny. But the boxed soups are actually kind of good.
They're better. Mm. Yep. Mm.
Well, you know, we enjoyed talking to you. We hope you have a terrific day today, Edie. Thank you for being a good
sport. Thank you, boys. I hope you have a fantastic day as well.
Thank you
so much. You be well, and thanks for hanging out. Here comes Blake. Blake, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, when the storm came through, did some leaf peeping and drove up Squaw Pass to Echo Lake area, and this huge fog rolled in, and it started snowing up there. So just driving through the snow and seeing all the fall colors was pretty sweet.
That's like you did the most Colorado thing you could do.
So Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
Like, what else? Nothing to say. You looked at leaves. That's awesome.
Okay. Good for you. What do you do for a living, Blake?
I'm an audio video technician, so I'm headed down to the Springs right now. I got your show on.
That's nice.
I don't know. It's my first time calling in, but.
Do you do a lot of mic checks? Mic check 1-2, 1-2.
And do this.
Mic check 1-2, 1-2.
Yeah, we do some of that. We do a lot of cable management and just installation of stuff, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's been a good job.
I'm a fan of cable management.
Sure.
I like to zip tie all my cables and like make them look really pretty and everything.
I don't. I have a
big fan of that.
I need to do cable management, and I don't. It's an absolute disaster.
I'll tell you what, you can skip the zip ties, Dom, and they got little Velcro straps now, too, that you can, it's easier to get off.
I've seen them, but I just don't do it.
It's a game changer in the world of cable management.
You know, Blake, when you mention audio-visual, I think my seventh grade year, Jeremy and I both agree that seventh grade is probably the worst year of all for kids. It's horrible. And I was the new kid in a school, and I came about halfway through the school year. And so one of the classes they put me in, I was the AV kid for one period during class. So I was the guy who had to roll the TV down to the classrooms and stuff like that. I was the AV kid. And I'm going to tell you, there is almost nothing more embarrassing or humiliating than to be the guy who has to roll the TV into classrooms and every other kid's like throwing spit wads at you and stuff like that. It was horrific. Oh, it was bad. So I was AV boy. Mm. It's a scar I've never gotten over. Blake, you ready to play rattle off?
Let's do it.
All right. Since you mentioned this, we'll see how you do in 10 seconds. Fall began yesterday. What'd you say, Jeremy? Today's the first full day?
Full day, I believe, is today, yeah.
First full day of fall. 10 seconds, Blake. Give us five things we commonly associate with fall. Five things we commonly associate with fall. Ready, and go.
Leaves, colder temperatures, hot beverages, outdoor activities.
You got four-ish.
Corn mazes.
What about football?
Pumpkin patches.
Oh, yeah.
Chili in the crock pot.
Hoodies.
Blake. You have horrible fall management, buddy.
Oh.
Stick to cables.
Well, it's good to talk to you guys.
I know.
Blake, it was great to talk to you too, my friend. You drive carefully down to the Springs, okay?
Bye, Blake.
All right, bye. Thanks.
Bye. Bye, buddy.
Serious type. Very serious
type. Bit.
Hello, Kim. Good morning. Kim, what was the highlight of your weekend?
The highlight of my weekend was my son and his girlfriend were in from New York City visiting. So we got to do all kinds of touristy things.
It was your son and who? Did you say his girlfriend?
His girlfriend, yes.
Do you like her? And don't lie to us. Do you like her?
Yes, I like her a lot.
Wonderful. Oh, okay. Is there a future there? Is he going to propose?
I think that he will, but he's also coming out of ending a long engagement, so I don't think he's in a hurry
to jump back in. Nope.
I think this one's the real one.
This might be the one. Mm. Did you like his old fiance?
I did like her.
I'm seeing the kiss of death here. You liked the old one, and that didn't work out, and you like this one.
No, they're very, very different. I did like the other one. I just don't think that they were meant for each other.
Well, obviously not, I guess.
When you say a long engagement, how long were they engaged?
They were together over 5 years.
Huh.
Well, what finally broke them up?
Medical school kind of got in the way, and, you know.
All right.
So your son's going to be a doctor? Is that my son the doctor?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
She's going to be a doctor.
Oh.
She was the one in medical school. No, my son is an investment banker.
Oh,
he'll be doing fine then.
I thought what you were trying to tell us was that your son was in medical school and she wasn't like being supportive of his dreams or whatever, but it was the other way around.
No,
he wasn't supporting her dreams.
Well, she didn't think that he was, even though they relocated to Texas, and
drama.
Wow. It was a little drama, but it's all good, and I do like the new girlfriend, and they're better suited for each other. And
I got to ask you, what touristy things did you do while they were out here?
We went up to Rocky Mountain National Park. We went to a Colorado Rapids game.
Nice.
That's fun.
That's our company. That's good.
That's very good.
Hmm. Yeah. So,
well,
hiking,
fun.
You know.
Oh, yeah. That's so Colorado.
I saw my first bear in Colorado, so I was excited.
Hey, look at that.
Not close up, I hope.
You know, he wasn't too far away, but I was safe.
They're sending out all the warnings because they're trying to fatten up before winter now, so they're like into everything right now.
Mm-hmm.
The bears are out and they're hangry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You ready to play some rattle off with us, Kim?
I am. I'm going to win this.
Well, you sound confident. 10 seconds. Give us five different zodiac signs. Five zodiac signs. Ready and go.
Aquarius, Pisces, Sagittarius, Cancer, Libra, Virgo.
Which one are you?
Aquarius.
Nice.
You are a winner!
Good job, Kimmy Kim.
You nailed it. Well, very good. Listen, it has been a delight talking to you. Is your son and his girlfriend, are they still in Colorado, or did they already go back?
No, they had a 6:10 a.m. flight, so we were up early.
Dang. Listen, you are delightful. Stand by, and Josh wants to come back and tell you all about your prize, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, boys.
You're welcome, Kim. Thanks for spending your mornings with your boys in the morning.